Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, do you remember the Yellow Pages? Do you remember phone books? Wow, that's something that doesn't seem to exist anymore. I mean, there may be someone producing phone books somewhere, but that used to be the big thing. The big thing was waiting for the new phone books to arrive. And as a matter of fact, in municipalities, what they would do is they would bring in containers, big boxes, containers, that people would take their old phone books and they would throw them in and they would send them off to recycling. Phone books were an integral part of our life. We couldn't get along without a phone book because if we wanted to know something, we had to look it up in the phone book. Or we had to go to the Yellow Pages where you would advertise in the Yellow Pages. You get a free small listing, but if you wanted to stand out, it would cost you. And depending upon the population of your area, it would cost you a lot. And you had to stand out. You had to have content. You maybe, as years went on, you had to have a color presentation. There had to be something that made you jump off the page because all your competitors were right there in the Yellow Pages. And that was the beginning. Now it's even more competitive because all of your competitors are on the internet. It's easy for people just to scroll through and find many companies that are doing the same thing that you're doing. It's easy for them to pick up the phone and say, I'd like to know about your products. I'd like you to come over. I'd like you to give me an estimate as to my work and what I'm going to do. And they can collect estimates all day long. And unless you are a company that stands out in a sea of competition, there is no way that you're going to get the business. You have to be so many things more today than you used to be. You have to understand business in many ways that in the past you didn't have to. In the past you had a product. You sold the product. You didn't have competition. You didn't really have to worry about doing better than the next person. You didn't have to worry about standing out. You didn't have to worry about pricing. But today, it's a buyer's market. They're out there. And unless you have a patent on something, unless you have something that nobody else can make that's in need, you have a problem. Turn on any TV show and think about any subject, whether it's cell phones, my goodness, smartphones. How many different smartphones are there? And they're all trying to outdo each other. Whether it's a food product, whether it's a professional, you know, it used to be that lawyers were not allowed to advertise, and there was a Supreme Court hearing some years ago that changed all that, and they became a business. They became a cottage industry trying to get your attention. And one attorney's trying to outdo the other, telling you how they are the person who's going to represent you, and they're the person who's going to sue for you. And, of course, that's created a business that has really put everyone in a situation where every time you turn around, somebody's suing somebody. Why? Because they're advertising, because they're saying to people, we will get money for you. You have to decide in your business what is going to make you stand out. And one of the ways that you do that is first you study the competition. I mean, there are many ways that you can study the competition that are legal and ethical. You can look at their website. You can look at their materials. You can look at their advertising on radio or TV, and you can say and listen to it and say, does that really meet the mark? Or if you're in a business-to-business situation, when you're out, you can listen to what the people that you're trying to sell say about your competitors. You need to gain as much information as you legally and ethically can without crossing any lines. And then you have to say, how does that compare to my information? So now you're studying your competitors. Now you have to turn around and you have to study your own business. What are we like? What makes us stand out? What kind of sales presentation do we give? What are our employees like? Are they friendly? Are they cooperative? Do they make the people that we're doing business understand that we are there for them? Or are they just doing a job? It's an incredible amount of work and focus just to run a business. But now, because of competition and because the consumer or the business-to-business person can turn around and see many, many businesses doing the same thing, we have to find a way to reach in and into their minds, and we have to find a way to get their attention so that they will contact us. And that's an incredible amount of work. And chances are, to get this right, you have to surround yourself with the right professionals. It used to be there were just advertising agencies, and they made pretty pictures that went in magazines and newspapers. But it's much more than that now. It's social media. It's LinkedIn. It's Instagram. You need to surround yourself with the experts in whatever area you need to be so that you're getting it right. There is no trial and error. Trial and error means doom and gloom. So make sure that we are surrounding ourselves with people who understand how to absolutely tap into the marketplace that you're looking for, and that they understand your business, and that you understand your business, and that our employees and our coworkers understand what business we're in and why we need to be on top of our game and why we need to be better than the competition and why we need to make a study of exactly what we want to accomplish. And that brings up the question of what do you want to accomplish? Unless you know what you want to accomplish and unless you know what your goals are, there is no way you're going to reach them. Study your competition, study yourself, state the goals that you want to reach, and then say, how am I going to get there? And then surround yourself with the people that are going to help you get to where you want to be in your business. There's too much going on today. There's too much knowledge that you need to try to go it alone and do it all yourself. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.